I'm on my bicycle, that's a fold-up bicycle, and I'm cycling between Black Rock and the Sea Point. And as you can hear, I'm out of breath, making slow progress, and a bit of a slow puncher.
Just plenty more room for us, especially with COVID and all that. There's a lot more room on the streets. The people aren't so much up on top of you, and it's much quieter. It's nice to sit on the street now and just be able to listen to people talking to you and not have all the traffic zooming by.
We're outside a coffee shop here, and there is a lovely European atmosphere. Do you think this will be here for forever?
Definitely. I think it's a great idea. I hope it stays.
I think it's fantastic. I think it's great. We have a baby, so it's nice to be able to sit here, not worry about the traffic.
My name is Robert Burns. I'm a Director of Service for Infrastructure and Climate Change with Dunleary Rathdown County Council.
So, Robert, how many cyclists are using this cycle path between Blackrock and Dunleary and Sandycar?
Approximately 2 weeks ago, we counted in 1 week 22,000 cycling trips. And just to put that into context, that's comparing to around 4,000 cycling trips per week before we had the cycling route installed. So that's 5-6 times increase. And I guess what's also remarkable about that is the nature, the diversity of the users on that. So we're seeing children, older people, less confident women cycling, which you wouldn't normally see, maybe on streets where you're mixing with traffic. So it has changed that very dramatically, not only in terms of numbers, but in actually the profile of the people who are using it.
I'm Clara Clark, and I'm the Irish founder of Cycling Without Age. It's a voluntary initiative that I brought to Ireland in 2017 to take residents and care homes out for free slow cycling spins. And we have 32 of these, they're called trishaws, and they've two seats in the front to take the passengers, and the pilot pedals behind. And we are getting now some community-based bikes. So we will have, in addition to ones in care homes, we'll have some based in the community where you can book online to take your relative out for a spin. And getting them out for a cycle to feel the wind in their hair and enjoy their neighbourhood is what it's all about. And you cannot put a price on that. Remember, our residents and care homes have been locked down for the last 14 months. And now with the vaccinations, we're hoping to get them back out and moving again. Being in a nursing home isn't the choice of most older people. So, are people with disabilities. And the trishaw is your passport to freedom. It gets you out enjoying the sea, enjoying the park, talking to people, going for an ice cream. And what we need to do that is to have good, safe cycling infrastructure.
And you have had some progress on that. This cycle path behind us, there isn't that much traffic between Blackrock and Sandycove. But you've been campaigning for years to have a cycle track, a cycle path between Sossen and Sandycove.
Yes, about 20 years ago, a colleague and I, Michael Collins and I, started to promote the idea of an S2S, that's Sutton to Sandycove. The idea for that is a 22-kilometre off-road, dedicated cycleway and promenade, leaving Sutton and coming all the way around Dublin. Dublin City is a bay city, and yet if you arrived in Dublin, you would never see the sea or know it was a bay city. And the idea was to have this 22-kilometre off-road cycling route around the bay, where people, residents, visitors, everybody could enjoy Dublin Bay, which is stunningly beautiful, and have a pollution-free, sustainable, healthy activity to walk and cycle around. We have a fix for COVID. We have a vaccine. There is no fix for climate change. We have got to have sustainable transport. We need healthy, active travel. And cycling is just one of those ways. We've got to reduce pollution. We've got to reduce air traffic noise. And cycling is clean, quiet, efficient, cheap, and a brilliant way to get around.
Blackrock Village here is actually a village that's been bypassed for many years. But there were two lanes of traffic going through that and quite a lot of car parking spaces as well. So given that it's already been bypassed, there shouldn't have been a major need for a lot of vehicles coming through here except to visit or for deliveries or whatever. So we felt we could remove one lane of traffic and keep the circulation through, allow buses to come through, cars, deliveries, anyone who needed to be in the village. And then that lane and some other car parking spaces that we removed or reallocated, we provided that for cycling facilities. But more than that, we actually expanded the footpaths. We made them wider, allowed people to have more space to just rest, relax, linger. And we know that from research in the UK and London that where there are public realm cycling and pedestrian improvements, implemented, that can result in a 30% increase in retail sales. It also shows that pedestrians, on average, actually spend more money when they come to a town or village than people who drive. You can actually see people are coming to sit in new public seating we put in place.
And they are, they're sitting there,
they're sitting there. Yeah, and it's for all ages, all abilities. We're seeing young and old, different times of the day. And it's a really, it's really quite a civilized thing to want to do. And one of the things I feel really strongly about in terms of public seating is that it's age friendly.
I used to cycle to work all the time before the baby came, and my number one kind of gripe with cycling Dublin was the lack of bike lanes, the lack of good surfaces on the road. I think that if we can improve infrastructure, that would really help things.
What do you think of the new cycling lane behind us?
It's moved the cars away from the area as well to make it feel safer and for the kids around. So you're seeing a lot of families out and about now, which is fantastic, that you've never seen before.
On the surface, it seems a reasonable idea. But unfortunately, in this area of Monkstown, Dunleary, it's creating havoc.
Are we reimagining Ireland?
Yeah. They're all out for a jaunt. On their bikes. I wouldn't mind if they're all going to work on their bikes.
No, I wouldn't be a fan. I think it causes more problems than it solves.
This street, it's more about people. It's more about people who are walking, more about people who are coming here for shopping, and less about the cars. But the cars are welcome too, but I think we're seeing more the cars the guest and the people who are the primary people you're trying to deliver that public space for. So what we've seen here in Black Rock over the last 12 months is actually something that bucks the trend I think I've seen elsewhere in the country, where we've had four or five different shops, premises opening up, mostly cafes. Because even around Black Rock, there's actually three different cycle routes. There's one closer to the coast through the park, there's one through the village, and there's one up towards Frascati Road. So it's right at the start of our new coastal mobility route. That'll be protected all the way until you get to the 40-foot and Sandy Cove. And in fact, you can easily peel off and go to Monkstown, which is another village up there, and you can go to Dunleary Town Centre, and you can go on to Dalkey. So what we're trying to do is create, I suppose, a corridor, a necklace of villages along the coast. It's always been there, but it does seem now that the easiest way to get to these villages is to walk or cycle, and we see new routines that have taken place during the pandemic. People going swimming more often, so people are cycling up to Sea Point on 40 foot to go swimming.
But not everyone can give up their car. We can hear a car engine there. How do we get listeners out there that are saying, I want to keep my car?
I actually don't agree with that way of framing the argument that it's pedestrians and cyclists against the motorists. There's enough space there. I think we can design our streetscape and our roads to optimise use, and we should actually be encouraging people to walk and cycle if they can. But what we do find through research is that if it isn't safe, if we don't provide the safe infrastructure, they won't do it.
Clara, we've got the Trishaw here, and how do you sit in it?
Okay, the base panel comes out, and so this is, even if somebody was blind or in a wheelchair, they can be put in. They step into the space and they put their bottom on the seat, slide and lift up, and then the seatbelt goes on, and then the other passenger comes in beside them exactly the same way, and then we have a special blanket. Let me show you the blanket.
So you must feel like a princess or a prince.
It's royalty. We give royal waves to people. And here we have, my daughter christened this a cozy toes. It's effectively a giant sleeping bag, but it's waterproof.
Fantastic.
It locks into the belt, seat belts. It's got muffs for the keep the hands warm. It's got a foot cozy, and the passenger then sits in this beautiful cozy toes and travels along. It has a rain hood which comes right up and over, which has windows in it.
So it's battery powered?
Yes. You could not take people, two adults, particularly with hills and bumps and ramps. Ramps are the worst. Without the battery. So the battery power is there, 250 volts. It's pedal assist. You stop pedaling, the battery stops working. It will not travel on its own, so it's quite safe. And it's very comfortable to ride. And I love being a pilot. Listen, I'm 70 years old and I'm a pilot. So when people say, oh, cycling's for young people. Yeah, hello.
I'm Stephen McManus. I'm a co-founder of the Bike Hub here in Dublin. I think the bike is a strong candidate to be the solution or part of the solution for many of the problems that we have in modern cities. It's accessible to many people, much more than you would think of. Many people that are unable to drive can actually cycle safely.
So coming over from the north side to the south side, it's...
So where do you live?
I live in Clontarf.
So you've gone from Clontarf all the way out here to Monkstown?
Yeah, down to Dunleary and back.
It's fun. Nice to get for sale.
Hello, Sean O'Toole is my name. I live in Dunleary. I've been cycling, I'd say, for about 25 years in Dublin. After college, I worked for about 5 or 6 years as a bicycle courier in town, and so I was in the traffic a lot. This is back in the early 2000s. And, you know, then after that, I became a club rider for brake wheelers and raced and this kind of thing. So now, even though I'm still racing, I'm commuting, and my kids are cyclists. But I have noticed, maybe in the last 5 years, how much more popular the bicycle has become for people to have access to sort of safe cycling. My girlfriend, she drops our kids to school, and she's a lot more confident taking them when they're young on the cycle path here.
So I'm back on the fold-up bicycle, trying to make my way back, feeling pretty liberated, and perhaps, just maybe, the bicycle is finally getting the attention it deserves as I look over Dublin Bay, the Aviva Stadium, and the Pigeon House chimneys